Hare Krishna. So yes, Krishna is the cause of everything and he is the essence of everything also. So we have seen how Krishna is the essence of water, he is the taste. How Krishna is the light in sun and moon. How Krishna is the ability in the man. How Krishna is the sound in the ether. So like this, you know, various things we saw in the previous shloka. Let's continue the same theme and try to understand how Krishna is the essence in various other things which are existing around us. Shloka number 9. Punyo gandha prithviyam cha tejas chasmi vibhavasau jivanam sarva bhuteshu tapas chasmi tapasvishu. So here Krishna is saying that punyo gandha prithviyam cha. So he is saying that I am what? I am gandha. I am the original fragrance, punya gandha, of the earth, prithvi. Tejas chasmi vibhavasu. Here, tejas. So he is saying that I am the heat. I am the heat of what? Vibhavasu. Vibhavasu means fire. I am the heat in the fire. Jivanam sarva bhuteshu. I am the life in all that exists, all that lives. Tapas chasmi tapasvishu. I am the penance of all the ascetics, all the ones who are doing tapasya, all the tapasvis. So here, Krishna is very, very beautifully telling that how we can remember him by seeing various things around us. So in shloka number 4, we saw that how Krishna is saying that my separated energies are earth, water, fire, air, ether. And now here, Krishna is actually telling us how he is the essence of everything. So in the previous shloka, we said that he is the taste of water. He is the sound in the ether. In this particular shloka, Krishna is saying that I am the original fragrance in earth. I am the heat in the fire. And the word cha here, you know, very clearly indicates that he is the essence of other elements which are existing, like the touch sensation of air. So that is also Krishna. So in this way, you know, Krishna is, with the word cha, he has made sure that he is covering all the essence which are existing in all the elements. So let's see some of the aspects. Punya means that which is not decomposed. Punya is original. So this word punya here refers to original. Everything in the material world has a certain flavor or fragrance, as the flavor and fragrance in a flower, or in the earth, in water, in fire, in air, etc. The uncontaminated flavor, the original flavor which permeates everything, is Krishna. Similarly, everything has a particular original taste. And this taste can be changed by the mixture of chemicals. So everything original has some smell, some fragrance and some taste. Let's do a small analysis. So when it comes to rose plant, now there will be rose seeds. Now rose seeds, if we smell, will not get any fragrance. So that rose seed is buried in the ground and then it is watered. Now water also does not have any fragrance. So now the seed does not have fragrance, the water does not have fragrance, but the plant, when it grows and gives rise to beautiful rose flowers, oh, that has fragrance. Where is the fragrance coming from? This fragrance is coming from the earth. Now rose has a different fragrance, jasmine has a different fragrance. Can we imagine how wonderful it is that from the same earth, different fragrance are coming? This is the beauty, this is the beauty of Krishna's presence in the original fragrance of the earth. So in this way we understand that everything in this world that is fragrant, that is coming from the earth, that's all Krishna's presence. Krishna is there as the essence of that fragrance. So in this way it's very clear that whenever we smell anything good, the only thing that we have to remember is Krishna. Krishna is present here. So in this way, here we understand that Krishna is that fragrance, the original fragrance, and all that is very, very beautiful. Next, it is said that Vibhavasu means fire. Without fire, we cannot run factories, we cannot cook, etc. And that fire is Krishna. The heat in the fire is Krishna. According to Vedic medicine, indigestion is due to a low temperature in the belly. So even for digestion, fire is needed. Just imagine Krishna is present outside, inside, everywhere. Now outside, now when we want to cook food, so fire is needed. in the factories, you know, when the metals have to be melted, when various things have to be done, fire is needed. And after all this, you know, the metal is melted, vessels are made, that vessel we get home. Then, you know, we have the gas, we're using the gas, we have the stove, and then we lit the fire, and then the fire is there, the flame is there now, vessel is kept on it, and all the grains are put and nice preparation is done. And then we eat that. Again, there is fire needed in the stomach called Jatar Agni. That Agni is needed in the fire to burn the food that we have eaten for proper digestion. So this is very clear. Outside the heat that is there, you know, which is present in the fire, the inside heat which is present in the fire of digestion, everything is Krishna. Now just remove the heat, you know, from the picture. Tell me what remains. Nothing. We'll also go, we'll also vanquish. So we can imagine how much we all are dependent on Krishna. How much? Each and every person, each and every living entity in any body, doesn't matter. Every person, every animal, every insect, every bird, everyone is dependent on Krishna. Without Krishna, a person cannot exist. This is what is the point that we need to understand here. And then, in Krishna consciousness, we become aware that earth, water, fire, air, and every active principle, all chemicals and all material elements are due to Krishna. So this is very clear. And then the duration of man's life is also due to Krishna. Therefore, by the grace of Krishna, man can prolong his life or diminish it. So Krishna consciousness is active in every sphere of life. So what is the essence of life? The essence of life is the soul, the spirit soul. And what is spirit soul? Spirit soul is energy of Krishna. We just saw that in shloka number 5. So, spirit soul is a superior energy of Krishna. So, because of Krishna's presence in the form of his energy, this body is moving. Things are moving in this world. Without Krishna, nothing in this world can move. Nothing animate that we are seeing animate that will not be existing is animate. So, in this way we understand that he is the life of all that lives. And there are various tapasvis, they're doing so much of austerity. So who is that ability to endure even in dualities like cold, heat and so many other various critical weather conditions? Here Krishna is saying that I am that ability. I am that ability in all the tapasvis also, tapasvis who are doing austerities. So in this way again, when we smell something good, we remember Krishna. When we feel the heat in our life from any phase of our life, that heat is again Krishna. And then when we see anything that is moving, be it an ant that is moving, or be it a bird that is flying, or be it a snake, you know, that is crawling, anything that we see which is moving, here it's very clear, and moving or living, you know, anything, Krishna is present. So we remember Krishna. And also, whenever we see any person doing austerities very nicely, we understand that that ability to do austerity is also Krishna. So in this way, Krishna is proving that if I am not present, O living entity, you're zero. So our entire life is actually dependent on Krishna. And as devotees, we express our gratitude to Krishna by doing devotional service. We express our gratitude saying, O Krishna, you're maintaining me throughout my life. Throughout my life, in all spheres of my life, how great you are. Understanding what Krishna is doing for us, we become very, very small. We become indebted to Krishna. So what can we give back to Krishna? We cannot give back anything to Krishna. But one thing we can do is practice bhakti nicely and go back home back to Gaurav to Krishna and serve him very nicely with love and devotion. So all of us should take a vow saying that I have to attain Krishna this very lifetime. He's doing so much for me. Now it's my turn to serve him, to give back little, at least little, and give him pleasure by my service. So in this way, we have to be very, very grateful. And that gratitude should be there in the heart. And this gratitude actually acts as a very, very favorable. And in fact, you know, this gratitude makes our heart very, very favorable and fertile. And in this fertile heart, Krishna can actually manifest very nicely. The bhakti lata that is there will grow very nicely, and our chanting, our reading, our hearing, everything will become quality. So we have to be very, very grateful. We have to be very, very grateful understanding all these shlokas very nicely. See how wonderful these shlokas are. We can implement this in our day-to-day life if properly understood in proper perspective. So Krishna is going to continue this theme again, and he's going to tell us how he is the essential principle of various other things which are existing. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.